Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with your game recap of the Chiefs 30-12 loss to the Minnesota Vikings. I'm here with voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Now, Mitch, let's break down this game a little bit. Let's start on the offensive side of the ball. What do you see?
Well, I think you collectively look at the three preseason games and the first team offense with 16 possessions and just four field goals. Tonight there were eight possessions. What I'm not accustomed to is seeing Alex throwing picks in the red zone. It's kind of like your honor roll student bringing home a B. Because last year he had only seven interceptions, which is the best of any starting quarterback in the league, and I don't think he'll do that during the regular season. But you get to the 11, the 10, and the 6, and only get 3 points out of those three possessions. That does get your attention. That and the fact, of course, we got the news of the suspension coming up for Donald Stevenson, how the offensive line, they were experimenting tonight in dealing with some different combinations, and times it worked and times it didn't. So, I mean, that gets your attention even though it's a preseason game.
Last week against Carolina, it was penalties. And tonight against Minnesota, it was the two turnovers from Alex Smith, and then Tyler Bray had the turnover. Is there any silver lining in that these are issues that they can fix and that they were moving the ball a little bit, but then they would just shoot themselves in the foot?
Yeah, and it was good to see Tyler Bray come back with a drive where he goes 7-for-7 in a drive that's in the two-minute offense and use Kelsey. But his throw to Wilson was really good. I'm not sure that's a throw he makes last year because it's a touch play, and he had to put it right in the spot where Albert can get 2 feet inbounds. So I thought that was a heck of a play by Tyler Bray. I think that overall the penalties were a big step forward. I mean, they had 22 in two preseason games, and I looked up, there were five that were declined because of big plays by the enemy offense. And tonight, the defensive secondary, when the ones were out there, weren't getting those calls. You know, there wasn't defensive pass interference or holding, so I do think that was a big jump forward by the secondary to play much better and play cleaned up, so to speak, as Andy would say it.
Yeah, let's switch to the defensive side of the ball. I know two of the players that were kind of focused coming in. One was inside linebacker Nico Johnson, who's going to have a huge opportunity tonight with both Joe Mays and Josh Mwaga being out. The other one kind of stood out to me was Ron Parker. He made a couple of plays, almost had the one pick on the diving and then had the nice one down the field. A couple of nice plays from him. What do you see from the defense?
Yeah, Ron Parker's a competitor. He's going to fight and get scrap and give you everything he's got. But I thought it was a big night for Nico Johnson. I said that I started the radio broadcast. Sometimes we say not for long in the NFL or the No Fun League. I said it was now for longevity is the NFL, because you don't always get the chances in this league. And with the injuries, as you mentioned, Nico got a chance to start at the mic, and he was the leading tackler, I think, for the team, and made some plays. So I thought Nico accounted for himself very well. And then to see Parker adjust and make some plays. You know, they go 97 yards. Castle gets Cordell Patterson, I think, a fabulous player for the 53-yarder. But then to see the adjustments made back there and to get Minnesota off the field until the third quarter, for the most part, I thought was good. And then the other thing, I think, from the defensive side, it was twos on ones at a series where Minnesota was held to a field goal when it went to 10-5 to 13-5. That was the second team Chiefs defense against the number one still out there for the Minnesota offense. And I know there was a penalty. The offensive pass interference on Rudolph in the end zone kind of stalled the drive, but it was a very good sign for the depth of this team to have the number two step up there and have the JVs beat the varsity in essence on that series. I'll say this, though. Okay, to lose 30-12 is no fun. Lose the third preseason game like this. But every day I'm around Andy Reid, I gain more and more appreciation for him as a head coach and as a schemer, designer, as a guy who handles this situation very well, that and his staff. I guess it's in Andy we trust again, quite honestly, for him to come back from a game like this and to fix what he can to get him ready to beat the Titans.
As far as coming back, the team doesn't have a lot of time before their next game, before they head up to Green Bay. The team leaves on Wednesday, so they're going to have a short week next Thursday when the team goes up and plays the Packers. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel, voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.